Hello, friends. It's good to see you. Today, I'm speaking at a youth conference, so I'm in between talks and took a stroll here. See what's behind me? A bunch of gravestones. And so I'm in a graveyard, and there's nothing like putting life into perspective by strolling through a graveyard and then praying for the people that are buried here. And I've noticed some of these gravestones. Some of these people who are buried here have been dead longer than they were alive. Let that sink in. Some of these people here that are buried have been dead longer than they were alive. And when I look at the dates on some of these gravestones, I just come to the conclusion, well, that's going to be me one day. One day that's going to be me dead longer than I was alive. So, how do we respond to this? Well, this puts life into perspective. Each one of us is going to die. Each one of us is going to have a last moment. And in that moment, what will matter and what won't matter? Today, my friends, the message is simple. What are you living for? Are you living with the end in mind? Sometimes I think we've reduced the gospel message to simply a life of comfort. You live for Jesus and you'll experience a life of peace. Live for Jesus and he'll provide you an easy life. You know, the gospel is a challenging thing. It calls us to change our life and to conform it to Christ. You know, we live in a world that wants to affirm everything. And somehow that's a loving thing. Does Jesus love us as we are? Yes, he loves us as we are. But sometimes that's all we hear right now in today's church. Jesus loves you as you are. He loves you. Come as you are. Come as you are. Yes. But if we just left it as Jesus loves you as you are, you don't have to change. Peter's first sermon, repent and be baptized. Friends, why do we repent? Why should we baptize? Because we need to be saved from sin, because in the end it's heaven or hell. And so I find myself in a place where every person that is behind me here has been judged. And each person behind me, their final resting place, setting aside purgatory, which is temporary, is either heaven or hell. And that is reality for me and for you. And it's good to remember this because it's so easy to get distracted. And so the gospel that Jesus Christ proclaims, that the church proclaims, calls us to turn away from sin and to be faithful to the gospel. So this is a reminder. What are you living for? Are you living with the end in mind? Do you realize that there will be a last moment in your life? And in that moment, you will be taken before Jesus Christ, who is judge. And it will be heaven or hell for all eternity. The beautiful thing with this realization is that we can have, in one sense, a little mini judgment now to prepare us for that major judgment. And what is that mini judgment? It's the sacrament of confession, where we go before, in one sense, the judge. Jesus Christ in persona Christi, in the priest, and we confess our sin. And it's interesting what we do in confession. We plead guilty. In a human court of justice, for example, we stand before a judge, and when we plead guilty, what do we get? A sentence. We get a justice. We get a sentence if we plead guilty. But in the divine court, in the sacrament of reconciliation, we plead guilty before the priest in persona Christi, who is also our judge. And what do we get? Mercy. Now is the time of mercy, right now. So in light of what's behind me, a reminder that our life is temporary, let us take advantage of this most precious commodity, time, and have a good confession. Accuse ourselves in the presence of the one we will stand before one day who will judge us. And in this moment now, say, I'm guilty. We receive mercy, which prepares us. It's a little practice. It prepares us for that particular judgment. And if we've had practice in repentance and being faithful to the gospel, then in that particular judgment, dying in the state of grace, we will hear the words, "Welcome home, good and faithful servant. Come with me into thy paradise." Friends, Thanks for watching. Hope you're doing well. That's all I got for you today. Comment below, share with me what stood out to you and why. And we'll see you next week.
George in the world.